This is Michigan Watch from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Well, political ads are filling the airwaves, but it's not always easy to know what's true and what is not. Michigan Watch has teamed up with the Center for Michigan's Truth Squad to sort it all out, and today we're looking at Proposal 5 ads. That's the proposal requiring a two-thirds majority of the legislature or a vote of the people for any state tax increase. We're going to start out with the proponents of Proposal 5, the Michigan Alliance for Prosperity. They want you to vote yes. John Bebo and the Truth Squad reviewed several radio ads the group is running.
They're accurately describing recent tax increases and tax shifts that have been backed by Governor Snyder. They accurately state what the average U.S. per capita debt is, even though there's no direct link between that and Proposal 5, which is a state issue, not a federal issue. They also make an assertion that if there is a gas tax increase coming in Michigan, it would result in the highest gas taxes in the country. That's possible. It's not an absolute fact.
So far, so good. But one of the radio ads got a flagrant foul from the Truth Squad.
This may be the most flagrant, erroneous ad campaign of the year. In one of the ads, it starts out with a radio news broadcast that sounds awfully real to me.
Well, Michigan drivers can get ready for more pain to the pump this holiday season. Governor Rick Snyder signing into law today his tax gas hike, giving Michigan the highest taxes on gasoline in the entire nation.
It doesn't have to happen this way. On November 6th, vote yes on Prop 5.
Bebo says making the ad sound like a radio newscast crosses a line.
It is the very definition of irresponsible, erroneous advertising. I really don't understand why broadcasters broadcast these ads that are just flat out wrong. Broadcasters who put this ad on the air are taking the money and running, and they are not serving their listeners at all. And this ad should not be on the air.
Turning to the anti-Proposal 5 ads, the group that wants you to vote no is Defend Michigan Democracy. It's running TV and online video ads. Bebo says he thinks they get a little confusing.
Some of them start out with Matty Maroon, the bridge guy. That's Prop 6. What's he doing in Prop 5? Well, he's actually been bankrolling some of the Prop 5 proponents, for starters. And secondly, the opponents now of Prop 5 are making him out to look like a bad guy. He's being villainized as a billionaire who would benefit from Proposal 5 if it passed.
Proposal 5 makes it easier for Lansing politicians to protect tax breaks for billionaires like Matty Maroon. But when millionaires and big corporations pay less, middle-class families pay more.
Aside from John Bebo's opinion that the ads are a little confusing, he says there's no problem, no foul on the content of the ads' claims.
The tax code will remain unfair and big corporations will pay less and middle-class families will pay more. All of that is legitimate commentary. There are no factual misrepresentations that we've seen in these ads.
So, a flagrant foul for the supporters of Proposal 5's fake newscast ad, and no foul for the ads from the opponents of Proposal 5. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.